You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 8, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Can an executive order end birthright citizenship? A major legal clash has brought the definition of American identity back into the national spotlight. A federal district court issued an injunction against a renewed executive order that sought to restrict birthright citizenship. United States District Judge Deborah L. Boardman determined that executive actions attempting to narrow the 14th Amendment exceed presidential authority. In her ruling, Judge Boardman stressed that children born on American soil are citizens at birth under long-standing Supreme Court precedent. The White House attempted to craft narrow exemptions for the children of undocumented residents and temporary visitors. However, civil rights organizations quickly filed class action challenges to stop the policy from taking effect. Legal analysts emphasize that court challenges against these directives demonstrate how prospective executive policies run directly into constitutional boundaries. Federal courts have consistently maintained that the president cannot rewrite the Constitution by executive decree. The current struggle over birthright citizenship cannot be understood without examining the deep history of racial subjugation in America. Before the Civil War, the nation had no uniform constitutional rule defining who was an American citizen. Instead, individual states determined legal standing. This decentralized system allowed white political leaders to deny personhood to millions of enslaved people. The Supreme Court made this racial hierarchy permanent law in the 1857 decision Dred Scott v. Sanford. Chief Justice Roger B. Taney wrote that people of African descent were never intended to be citizens under the Constitution. Taney declared that black individuals had no rights that white men were bound to respect. This ruling officially established a racial caste. Citizenship became a privilege based on skin color and ancestry rather than the reality of birth on American soil. The tragic legacy of this decision caused untold trauma for African American families fighting for basic recognition. Following the Civil War, the Reconstruction Congress took decisive action to destroy the legal foundation of the Dred Scott ruling. Lawmakers passed the Civil Rights Act of 1866. This historic measure marked the very first federal statute to define national birthright citizenship. It guaranteed that all persons born in the United States were citizens entitled to full legal protection. President Andrew Johnson fiercely opposed the legislation and issued a presidential veto. Johnson argued that formerly enslaved African Americans did not possess the qualifications necessary for civic standing. He also claimed that granting citizenship to black people discriminated against the white race. Furthermore, Johnson warned that birthright status would expand beyond black communities to include Chinese immigrants and Native Americans. Congress took the unprecedented step of overriding Johnson's veto on April 9, 1866. Recognizing that a future Congress could easily repeal standard legislation, lawmakers immediately resolved to embed universal birthright citizenship directly into the Constitution. The period between 1865 and 1870 is recognized by historians as the second founding of the United States. During these transformative years, the Reconstruction Congress passed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. The 13th Amendment abolished chattel slavery across the country. Meanwhile, the 15th Amendment sought to stop the suppression of the vote by granting the franchise to black men. The centerpiece of this era was the 14th Amendment, ratified in July 1868. Its citizenship clause established that all persons born or naturalized in the United States, and subject to its jurisdiction, are citizens. Framers like Senator Jacob Howard and Representative John Bingham designed the clause to prevent individual states from ever creating a subordinate subclass. By granting Congress explicit enforcement powers under Section 5, the amendment completely transformed the struggle over federalism by placing the defense of civil rights in federal hands. Critics have claimed that the 14th Amendment was intended exclusively for formerly enslaved African Americans. That restrictionist argument was tested and rejected by the Supreme Court over a century ago in United States v. Wong Kim Ark. Wong Kim Ark was born in San Francisco to Chinese immigrant parents who were legally barred from naturalization under the Chinese Exclusion Act. When Wong returned from a trip to China, federal officials denied him entry into his own birth nation. In 1898, the Supreme Court ruled in his favor with a decisive 6-2 majority. Justice Horace Gray held that the opening words of the 14th Amendment apply universally to all persons born on American soil. Gray affirmed the ancient legal doctrine of jus soli, meaning citizenship by soil. The court clarified that foreign residents living in the country are subject to its laws and courts. Consequently, their children born within the territory are automatic American citizens. The NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, known as the LDF, stands among the nation's premier civil rights organizations. Founded in 1940 by Thurgood Marshall, the LDF led the litigation campaign that struck down Jim Crow segregation in landmark rulings such as Brown v. Board of Education. While the public associates the LDF with school desegregation, the organization actively participates in birthright citizenship litigation. Civil rights litigators recognize that any effort to qualify birthright citizenship directly endangers African American constitutional protections. The arguments deployed against the children of immigrant workers borrow the same rhetoric once used in the Dred Scott decision. If an executive administration can strip citizenship from one group of native-born children, no domestic minority group remains safe from political disenfranchisement. Defending the 14th Amendment preserves the very constitutional firewall that guarantees black freedom. A tiered citizenship system divides a population into separate legal strata with unequal rights. Historically, Southern states created this arrangement through slavery and subsequent black codes. These laws stripped individuals of personal autonomy, court access, and property ownership. The nation relied heavily on exploited black labor while denying these laborers the rights of free citizens. Modern legal strategies attempting to condition citizenship on parental immigration status threaten to recreate this exact dynamic. Denying birthright status would generate a massive hereditary subclass living inside the borders without basic protections. Children born on American soil would be barred from voting, public benefits, and legal employment. This structure exposes millions of people to arbitrary detention, wage theft, and deportation. Creating an inherited underclass directly violates the anti-subordination mandate of the 14th Amendment. To circumvent established constitutional precedent, administrative efforts have looked to the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. This archaic statute was originally enacted during the Quasi-War with France as part of the Alien and Sedition Acts. The law grants the executive branch special authority during wartime. Specifically, the president may apprehend, restrain, and remove non-citizens from hostile nations without ordinary legal process. Throughout American history, the federal government invoked this extraordinary statute strictly during declared military conflicts. The law provided the legal cover for the tragic internment of Japanese, German, and Italian residents during World War II. Modern legal attempts to apply an 18th-century wartime act to civilian immigration violate fundamental due process standards. Standard immigration law requires notice, access to counsel, and judicial hearings before an immigration judge. Misusing wartime authorities against civilian populations subverts constitutional checks and balances. The national conversation surrounding immigration policy often ignores its deep impact on black diaspora communities. Today, more than 4.6 million black immigrants reside in the United States, hailing from the Caribbean, Central America, and the African continent. Approximately 600,000 black immigrants live without documentation, while thousands more rely on humanitarian programs such as temporary protected status. Black immigrant families experience heightened vulnerabilities at the intersection of racial profiling and immigration enforcement. Studies show that black non-citizens represent roughly 7% of the non-citizen population. Yet, they comprise more than 20% of immigrants facing deportation on criminal grounds. Restricting birthright citizenship would leave countless black children stateless in their own country. In mixed-status households, the denial of birthright citizenship compounds housing instability, economic marginalization, and institutional fear. The push to alter birthright citizenship presents a clear danger to the entire constitutional framework. If an executive administration can redefine, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, without a constitutional amendment, citizenship ceases to be an unalienable right. Instead, national belonging becomes a temporary political favor subject to presidential discretion. Every major expansion of freedom in modern history relies directly on the 14th Amendment. Voting rights claims, criminal justice reform, and legal challenges to police abuse draw their authority from its text. Allowing political leaders to bypass the Constitution would weaken every single guarantee established after the Civil War. True democracy demands that all people born on American soil stand equal before the law. Copyright, African Elements.